Item 14, general questions. We have four general questions this evening from Councillors Sider, Nichols, Durfell and Mrs Dunn. I call on Councillor Sider to read out his question, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Will the leader and members of the council join me in congratulating Team Spelthorne, who took part in this year's Surrey Youth Games at Guildford, and in doing so, with 10 other boroughs competing, topped the medals table with 5 golds, 5 silver and 3 bronze medals. And will members also join me in thanking the council leisure staff who undertook the arrangements to partake in these games, and in the many coaches who freely gave up their time to coach and manage these young people. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you very much, Councillor Sider. I call on the leader to respond.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you, Councillor Sider. I, and I'm sure all members, will join us in congratulating Team Spelthorne on their success. This was the 23rd Specsavers Surrey Youth Games, and Team Spelthorne were particularly successful in achieving the medals that you referred to. We entered 24 teams, which meant we also won the award for entering the most teams. Around 350 young people aged 6 to 16 from all areas of the borough enjoyed up to 7 weeks of free coaching across 12 different sports in the lead up to the event. 180 children went on to represent Team Spelthorne at the Games at Surrey Sports Park in Guildford on the 15th and 16th of June. This year saw a change of ethos to the Games, where there was a greater focus on encouraging new participants into sport, in particular those from a less advantageous background, less advantaged background, or those who are inactive. For many of the participants, this was their first experience of a sporting event, with some being introduced to the event through our Fit and Fed initiative and the carers event, which we held in February. As Councillor Sider mentioned, the event is totally reliant on our coaches, the majority of whom are volunteers from local sports clubs. Spelthorne is very lucky to have such dedicated people. The leisure team are pleased to manage Team Spelthorne's participation in the Games and are delighted with the team achievements this year. Thank you, Councillor Sider. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you very much, Councillor Harvey. Councillor Sider, do you wish to ask a supplementary question?
No, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Sider, and thank you for bringing that to our attention. It's a great achievement by a great team. Thank you. I call on Councillor Nichols to ask his question, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Could the leader please explain why he feels that it is not appropriate to have any councillors from the official opposition on the local plan working group?
I call on the leader to respond. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you, Councillor Nichols. Just to clarify, it's the local plan working party, not working group. Thank you, Councillor Nichols, for your question about the local plan working party. I refer you to my previous response to Mrs. Dorfeld, which I think was asking pretty much the same question. I'm not going to bore everybody with the same answer. I would also add, all councillors will be able to play a part in the development of the local plan, even if they are not part of the working group. The local plan is still in the engagement and scoping stage. The planning team will engage with all ward councillors prior to the preferred options consultation, which is going to go out in November. I remain open-minded as to who will be on the working party in the future. If any councillors demonstrate a willingness to engage with their colleagues in an objective, constructive and non-political way, and who has an obvious talent that can be contributed, then I may be persuaded that membership should be offered such a councillor. I would also wish to ensure that any new councillor has proved their worth by demonstrating a positive contribution to the life of the council. I would not consider appropriate to offer membership to any new councillor who has demonstrated their unsuitability by refusing to take advice from councillors, shouting at officers and advisors in training meetings, or by seeking to politicise the local plan by misleading the public about the risk of open spaces, or indeed any other obviously misleading statements. You will therefore appreciate my reluctance to consider any new members at this time. Perhaps when newer members have learned how business is conducted in the council, then the time will be right to look again at the issue. Thank you, Councillor Nicholls. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Harvey. Councillor Nicholls, do you wish to ask a supplementary question?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I hope those references to Ms Layden weren't directed at myself. However, in an email to Councillor Dunn on the 21st of June, she wrote to you, sorry, an email from Councillor Dunn, she wrote to you, "I'm very disappointed that you have broken your promise to allow Councillor Nicholls to sit on the local plan working party, as per our gentleman's agreement." On the 25th of June, you replied, "I am sorry that you're very disappointed, but would have thought that the change of stance with regards to this is rather self-apparent. However, if you need me to spell it out in clear terms verbally, I will do so. Could I ask the leader to spell it out in clear terms?"
Councillor Harvey, do you wish to respond?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you, Councillor Nicholls. I am not going to spell it out in public, and that is why I offered to discuss it with Councillor Dunn verbally, face-to-face, for the very reason I don't think it would be edifying, frankly, to your side, if it went into the public domain. It is self-evident. I think most of us will understand the reasons, but I am not going to put it in the public domain tonight. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Harvey. Could I please now call on Councillor Duffell to read out his question, please?
In the light of significant concerns, including by the Campaign for the Protection of Rural England, that the Council's proposed local green space methodology, which was to form part of the local plan, will leave 70 out of 71 currently protected urban open spaces, i.e. important green spaces of value to the community across the whole of Spelthorne, without any protection, will Councillor Harvey confirm that these 71 green spaces will remain protected and that none of them will be opened up for development?
Thank you, Councillor Duffell. Councillor Harvey, would you care to respond?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you, Councillor Duffell. Thank you for your question, Councillor Duffell. Open spaces are protected from development by national policy, even if they are not designated in local plans. I thought you wanted my answer. Councillor Duffell, did you want my answer? You seem preoccupied.
I'm noting down your answer.
I'm trying to give you the answer.
I'm noting down your answer.
Oh, right, okay. And then I'll go slowly so you can transcribe. That's fine. Okay.
Yes, I mean, I don't have to write it down if I will get a written answer.
National policy.
No, can I just, so I don't have to write it down?
Councillor Harvey, could you just confirm that you would be happy to give Councillor Duffell a written answer so he can listen rather than write it down?
After this, yeah, but I would, given the question's been read out, I would like to deliver it verbally, but of course Councillor Duffell is more than happy.
You can continue reading it, but it saves him writing it down.
Exactly.
He knows.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, that's all
Thank
I wanted
you.
To
No problem. Please continue, Councillor Harvey.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We consulted on a local methodology that assessing land to be considered for the designation and received a large number of responses that felt the scoring system would discount the majority from consideration. Officers have taken these comments on board and as a result have removed the scoring element from the methodology in favour of a judgment-based assessment. Despite what has been erroneously claimed by some members, the methodology we consulted on was not intended to reduce protection of open spaces in the urban area or devalue their contribution to our communities, but we have listened to the concerns and made changes to it. To apply the local green space designation to all our open spaces in the urban area would dilute its effect. Thank you, Madam Mayor, and Councillor Duffell, more than welcome to receive this afterwards.
Thank you, Councillor Harvey. Thank you. Councillor Duffell, do you wish to ask a supplementary question?
No, Madam Mayor, I would of course be interested in the details of that, but I hope I will be provided with that in writing.
Yes,
I'm sure you will, and you can obviously discuss it further outside of the meeting. Thank you,
Madam Mayor.
And finally, can I call on Councillor Sandra Dunn, please, to ask her question?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. In order to facilitate transparency about the Council's significant development plans, and given the time constraints of consultations open for public response, can the Council please provide the consultation documents available for Caesar Court, Thameside House and other Knoll Green Estate projects on the Council website? Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Councillor Harvey, could you respond, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is certainly keeping me fit going up and down. Thank you for your question, Councillor Dunn. Knoll Green Estates Limited, KJE, is a council-owned company and in some cases is making the planning applications on sites which it will later manage if they are given planning consent. Where KJE consults with the public directly, adverts are placed in the local press, on the council's website and on social media 2 weeks prior to the two-day events taking place. These two-day events are held on a Friday afternoon and evening and all day Saturday to maximise attendance. Also, hand-delivered letters are sent to local residence houses advising of the consultation event dates and times. So far, this has comprised 500 to 700 dwellings per project. This accords with best practice guidelines. I believe I am, of course, aware of what I believe to be the issue behind the specific question and can confirm that our officers went the extra mile and stayed for almost an hour past the closing time for this particular consultation, discussing this and other non-specific matters with the personal concerned. Once the planning application is submitted, notices are sent out to nearby occupants by the planning department and all documents are publicly available on the Council's website for inspection. There is a statutory consultation period of 21 days. However, the planning department tends to receive and consider that all planning written statements up to the planning committee meeting. As all Knoll Green Estates applications are major applications, this means the public has around 13 weeks to provide their comments. Furthermore, they can also speak for 3 minutes at the committee meeting if they wish to voice their views. This provides a highly transparent process and gives the public plenty of opportunities to comment on applications. We will review what material is made available on the Council's website and seek to ensure that all the relevant material is available and clearly signposted. Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Harvey. Councillor Dunn, do you wish to ask a supplementary question?
Thank you. Yes, Madam Mayor, I would like to. Sometimes the website is perceived as being quite difficult to find your way around by the general public. So maybe we could make it easier for people by putting block things on each subject on the front page, as we do at the moment with the third runway. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Harvey, do you wish to respond?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Absolutely, if it's appropriate, if it can be done. I'm a great believer in making the websites as, I won't say transparent, you can look through them, but as clear and easy as possible. And I'm sure we will reflect that back to our IT department and take on board. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Harvey. Well, that concludes the